and welcome to this week's podcast, where we'll be looking at our Federation Schools PSHE curriculum and what this looks like for our children from Year R to Year 6. My name is Mrs. Abraham, and I am the PSHE leader for the Western Schools Federation.
Hello, my name is Miss Newman, and I am the curriculum leader for the Western Schools Federation.
The PSHE curriculum begins in early years with children learning knowledge that develops their personal, social and emotional development, and then this knowledge continues to grow throughout their time at school. They develop skills and attributes so that they leave in Year 6 as responsible citizens of their school and their communities. In Key Stage 1, children will learn the basic rules and skills for keeping themselves healthy and safe and for showing responsibility. They will learn about their own and other people's feelings and become aware of their views, needs and the rights of other children and other people.
As children mature and move into Key Stage 2, they will continue to learn about themselves as growing and changing individuals. They will further develop their sense of responsibility, not only to the environment, but also take into consideration how they are members of their communities. They develop their sense of social justice and moral responsibility and begin to understand that their own choices and behaviour can have an effect on others around them.
My name is Abby and I am from Year 3.
My name is Chloe and I'm from Year 3.
So, can you tell me what you do to keep yourself safe?
We've been learning about crossing the road safely. First, we have to choose a safe route. Next, if you can use a crossing to cross the road safely, like a zebra crossing and a pelican crossing. However, if there is no crossing, find the safe space away from parked cars. Make sure you stay focused so you know when to cross. Never cross while looking at your phone. Or any mobile. Never cross when there is a traffic because cars will not see you. Use the green cross code so you can always be safe crossing the road.
Can you tell me what you've learned about infections and diseases?
Infection is caused when you keep from touching your cuts and your hands are dirty. And bacteria is a very small germ that can be harmless and sometimes be harmful to your body and can make you quite ill. A virus is when a tiny little germ that can cause diseases that can harm your body. You can prevent the spread of germs if you wash your hands and don't touch your face.
I'm Ethan in Year 5.
Hi, my name is Hannah and I'm in Year 5.
Can you tell me a little bit about how your behaviour might affect those around you?
It might affect those around you because you never know how what you are going to say might affect others. It is important to understand that prejudice can make others feel upset. For example, in the situation a boy is told that he can't join in with a jewellery making activity because he is a boy, it is discrimination towards that boy because they're just saying he can't do an activity because he is a boy.
How would you respond if you saw someone discriminating against someone else in the playground?
If I saw somebody saying something to a child that is too tall and they can't play basketball, and I think I would class that as discrimination because just because they're taller than you doesn't mean they can't play, and then tell a trusted adult.
Year R, can you tell me who you would go to if you are worried about something at school?
Miss Rivet.
And who is Miss Rivet?
A teacher.
And what's the special word for a teacher?
Trusted adult.
Good girl, well done. Can you tell me some other trusted adults?
Miss Simmons.
Who else?
Teachers.
And
Barbie.
And
Gagads.
Granddads and
aunties.
And well done, that's brilliant. Fantastic, thank you.